Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Let's go to the guest line and welcome in Colton Escamilla, the assistant head professional at Whispering Pines Golf Club, the number one course in Texas. Last week, Colton represented the Southern Texas PGA section in the historic 45th Texas Joe Black Cup matches, a prestigious annual team competition dating back to 1981 that brings together some of the very best PGA professionals in the state. And Colton's going to share some insights fresh off the intense two-day showdown there at Braeburn Country Club. And he joins us from Whispering Pines this morning. Colton, you're live on ESPN Houston. How are we doing this morning, pro?
Doing well. Another beautiful day out at the Pines. Thank you for having me on, Will.
You got it, Colton. Now listen, let's start with the 45th Joe Black Cup. I know the Northerners won this year, but this has been a closely contested cup over the tournament's 45-year existence. 22-21-2 is how it stands right now, with the NTPGA holding a one-win lead. How much anticipation circulates amongst the professionals every year when it comes to the Joe Black Cup?
I would say a lot. I think it's safe to say, you know, anyone that is eligible to qualify, you know, sets it as a goal to qualify for the team and represent your section in this Ryder Cup format match play event.
And how does the qualification process work? Was this your first time competing for the STPGA?
Yeah, it was my first time playing in it. You know, hopefully it won't be my last. I had an absolute blast and a lot of really good experience as far as the competitiveness of golf goes. But we qualify. We have four majors throughout the year is what we call them. And they're all stroke play events, and you get points based off where you finish. And then our last event of the year, our section championship, is part of that qualification process as well. So there's a points list based off of those five stroke play events. And the top 10 players that are eligible, so it's your top 10, you know, Class A head golf professionals, directors of golf, or general managers, automatically qualify for the team. There's one captain's pick, and then the president of each section gets to qualify as well.
And I know that there is a lot of legends on site at the Joe Black Cup every year. I mean, it's a time where past professionals, you know, get together, go out there and support either the Southern Texas or Northern Texas PGA. Was there a moment there in the week where you had a past pro of the STPGA get the team fired up? Was there a good moment with that kind of aura there at the 45th Joe Black Cup?
You know, probably at the opening night dinner. I mean, you had legends of Texas golf. You have Charlie Epps there. You have Brent Buckman, Gordon Johnson. Obviously, I'm more familiar with the South Texas guys, but I know that there are a lot of legends on the North Texas side too. And, you know, all those guys have played and competed and, you know, captained this team at some point, and they're all coming up, you know, wishing us the best and telling us to play well and play our games. But you know, the moment, I guess, that got me the most fired up was one of my mentors, Joe Mitchell, who's played on the team, I think, a dozen times or so, you know, 10 or 12 times. And he was a last-minute sub-in for us. And, you know, before we went and played, he just reminded everyone, you know, nerves are a privilege. And, I mean, gosh, you want to talk about nervous on the first tee. I hadn't been that nervous in a golf tournament in a while. And I had to remind myself, you know, it's a privilege to be nervous, to get to embrace that pressure.
Colton, how about you coming through in your singles match on the final day, beating Keith Harris 3-1? I mean, for the listener at home who is getting ready for their local game, obviously, as you know, there's a lot of club championships that end in match play format. What's your one tip for them, you know, when it comes to those tournaments and maybe something you took away from that final day in your singles match?
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing match play, it's obviously completely different than stroke play in that the previous hole doesn't matter. You know, obviously, if you win or lose it, it's a big deal. But technically, your cumulative score on the day doesn't matter. So I just really like to focus on the task at hand, you know, that very next tee shot, that very next approach shot, that very next putt, whether I need to make that putt or whether it's just, hey, get it up there, get it to, you know, within a foot or 2 feet because he's already missed his par putt and you know, we're just trying to win the hole at that point and not do anything silly to gift him a tie or even gift him a win in that regard. So, you know, my mentality in match play and what I would try and tell people is only focus on what's right in front of you and forget about what happened on the last hole. Even if you won the last hole, who cares? Because that doesn't matter anymore. Just keep rolling with what's right in front of you and focus on the task at hand.
Once again, Colton Escamilla, assistant head golf professional at Whispering Pines, joins us live on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Colton, your one piece of advice. Now, you know, I absolutely love that you played alongside Rich Ballinger in a lot of your matches, and Rich is the head professional at Sam Houston State PGM program. You went there, and it seems like all the best next generation of PGA professionals come out of Sam. What's your one piece of advice for the up-and-coming PGA professional, Colton?
Yeah, if you're thinking about, you know, becoming a PGA golf pro and you still want to go to college or, you know, go that route, I think the Sam Houston State program is probably the best way to do it because for the internships you have to go on, you go on four different internships. You can truly experiment in the industry and figure out, do you like resort style? Do you like private? Do you like public? Do you want to teach? Do you want to run tournaments? There's so many different avenues to experiment with, and you can experience different parts of the country. You can, you know, you build a network. I think it's without a doubt probably the best way to do it if you're able to. I'm a proud alum, obviously, and I'm very proud of the program. And I think Rich has built a culture of excellence there. And like you said, there are a ton of really good golf professionals in Texas at the moment that are graduates of that program.
Colton, absolutely spectacular job in our short time together. Unfortunately, the show is out of time. I'm going to get you back on, get you in here for two segments. Absolutely love the way you speak and love what you do for the game. And congratulations on a great effort at the Joe Black Cup. I look forward to getting out in there and cover the tournament next year. And we'll talk soon, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you, Will.
All right, Colton. That is Colton Escamilla. In case you missed that interview, you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We're out of time here on the Golf Hour hosted by Will Doctor. We'll talk next week.
ESPN 97.5.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.